Sir, can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Philip Frederick Greenwood, 5382.
I think it's 5382, sir.
Yeah, I thought I said 8287. I might have said 1, excuse me.
Oh, pardon me.
It's 28.
I just want to make sure that we're having the right hearing. Good afternoon.
Thank you. Good afternoon, you all as well.
We're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on October 13, 2017. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, it is.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire, at your expense, a lawyer to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, I'm just representing myself, yes.
I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing with you today. We have a four-member panel today. If you can see on your teleconference screen, to my extreme far left is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. At the center of the bench is our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. To my right is the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel chairman for this hearing. Also present in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Osborne, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So Mr. Greenwood and Mr. Osborne, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes, I do.
I do, sir.
Mr. Greenwood, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. I will begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take further testimony from the Department of Corrections, and then we can talk about it. The board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I will begin by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you have violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in a criminal ways or company as follows. Violation of condition number three is demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at the Pima Reentry Center, 1275 West Star Pass Boulevard, Tucson, Arizona, on or about September 25th, 2017, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. The whereabouts were known, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Mr. Greenwood, is this true or false?
Yes, it is true.
Thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Greenwood's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Just 1 second, Mr. Greenwood, and we will continue with the second phase of the hearing. Okay, sir, we're moving to phase two. During phase two, we will determine if your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Osborne, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional information. We will come back to you momentarily, so we'll just remain on the phone. We'll come back to you, and you'll have a chance to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
Okay.
Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir. Mr. Greenwood was released from DOC custody on September 25th of 2017. He was arrested on September 28th, 2017 by the Tucson Police Department on his absconding warrant status and was returned back to our custody that same day with three abscond days with a community supervision end date of June 28th of 2020. Current conviction, 2004, prisoner assault bodily fluids, 2 years. Prior convictions, 1985, theft, 1 year, 6 months. 1985, theft, 6 years. And 1985, theft, 8 years. 1991, aggravated assault, 5 years. 1998, criminal damage, 1 year. 1999, robbery, 15 years. 1999, robbery, 15 years. 1999, narcotic drug violation, 15 years. 1999, drug paraphernalia violation, 5 years, 9 months. 2002, prisoner assault with bodily fluids, 1 year. And 2002, prisoner assault with bodily fluids, 1 year. He's had 3 terms with DOC, has a CDIR score of 4-4, a mental health score of 2, and a substance abuse score of 2. There is no STG or gang information noted. Prior term to supervision, 1999, TAS absconded, 7 days, returned to custody, and reached the CSED. He has a very significant and lengthy 4-page disciplinary report with numerous physical assaults on staff, inmates, throwing objects, / urine and feces, assault with a weapon, and since his return, has received 3 write-ups that are pending on 10-6 and 17 for promoting prison contraband, on 10-6 and 17 for conspiracy to commit a Class A felony, and on 10-6 and 17 for positive or refusal of UA.
Before I continue, Mr. Osborne, this is a chance for me to gain greater understanding of what happens inside the Department of Corrections. Are those possible new felony convictions inside the prison system?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I want to make sure I understand that.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Osborne. Back to you, Mr. Greenwood. I see that you were released to the Peeble Reentry Center at 1275 West Star Pass Boulevard. For the short time that you were on community supervision, we have no record of your employment. I'm going to just guess that you did not work when you were on the outside.
I was only at the Reentry Center for 3 hours.
Okay, sir. You were referred to the Task Card of the Day program, signed for Olive. It would seem that you were not on community supervision for a very long period of time. So I'll just take it from the top. What were you doing for the 3 days that you were missing from community supervision?
I just was hanging out with street people on the north side of Tucson, just trying to get my head together because I never intended to really leave. I was just upset and angry, and I didn't know what I was doing, but I was in the same mind that I didn't know what I was doing. So I just was hanging out with street people living on the streets.
If I may, Mr. Greenwood, why were you upset and angry if you were released, if you had your freedom?
Things got to be a little bit much, and I went into a dream state, and up above a state, and I left. I'm not made so.
Okay, sir. What was going on when the Tucson Police Department made contact with you? What happened?
I was sleeping in the park with a few people that were street people, and the police came, and they were flashing lights in the park, telling people to get out, because it was late night, 4 o'clock, and everyone left, but I was like kind of secluded, so they couldn't see me, and I was really sleepy, so I didn't think they were going to come in the park, so I just stayed there. And they did come in the park, and they found me, just me, and I was sleeping, and that's when they arrested me, because they weren't tolerating any sleeping in the park.
Mr. Greenwood, I want to speak to you with respect, but at the same time, I'm going to be pretty direct on a question. You had been incarcerated for what looks like about 16 years, with over 2 years left of community supervision. I'm still trying to figure out why you disappeared from community supervision with so much at stake.
I like I said, things became a little bit much for me, the fast pace, and I just went into a dream state. Like I said, I went into an above a state, and I just left. I was upset. I couldn't understand where the world was. I just freaked out a little bit. I wasn't intending to do this, or I was just wanting to get my life together. I've never met my daughter. I want to meet her. I'm not trying to be a criminal. I was going to turn myself in the same day they caught me. I'm not. involve any criminal activity that I would be involved in. I just want to get my life together.
Well, sir, you mentioned the dream state, and again, I'll ask carefully, but were you under any sort of medical supervision when you were inside DOC?
No, I'm not. I don't have a high mental health score. No, not at all. I'm just regular mental health score.
Okay, sir. There's relatively little information because you're out for so short. I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. Yes, Mr. Johnson.
Yeah, Mr. Osborne, too.
Oh, sir.
Yes, sir. I had some information on one of these write-ups of experiencing committed Class A felony. He handed staff a note stating he was part of a group that had bullets and they were going to harm staff and try to escape. That's when he was placed on report. So he had bullets and he was going to harm staff.
Thank you, Mr. Osborne. Yes, Mr. Johnson.
Mr. Greenwood, I'm trying to understand what you're saying when you say that you went into a dream state and upper level state. What does that mean?
Up above is just mean irrational. It's an irrational state. That's what it means.
Okay, so what, did anything particular happen at PRC while you left, or you just panic?
I kind of, the world was more fast-paced, and I mean, if I had so many problems, like, I wanted to get a job, my housing, and I was worried about, all the things I had to remember. At my orientation, just grasping things past me, it just was overwhelming something. I think that's what caused me to go in this little state where my eyes were not even focused right, That's what I think.
And so where is your state of mind now, sir?
I think I'm more prepared. I saw the fast-paced world, and I understand what's expected of me, and I know that the reentry center is a safe place to go, and I would like to return, and I want to get my life together,
Okay, thank you, Mr. Greenwood.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Yes, sir, Doctor.
Mr. Greenwood, do you have any family members in the Tucson area or in Arizona at all?
I have a brother that lives in Tucson, but we're not on talking conditions or talking terms.
So when you were released, you had no family support at all, so you were kind of on your own, and somehow you got in that dream state, Have you gotten out of that dream state? That's a new one for me. But have you gotten out of it now? You feel?
Yes, I think I've recovered and I understand what's happening out there, the fast pace and what's expected. And yes, I think I've come out. But I know I have.
Okay, So you were out for only 3 days, and how did you? I mean, such a short period of time. How did you end up feeling that things were not normal for you? You were just out 3 days, you didn't give it a chance, did you, or did you?
I left the first day. That's when I went into the state. I was only at the reentry center for 3 days, 3 hours. That's when I left. So then I was just on the streets for 3 days.
So you just left for three hours, and then you just picked up and left, so to speak.
Yes,
yes, sir. Okay, thank you, sir. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, Doctor. Ms. Woodhouse? Okay. Mr. Greenwood, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat yourself, but this is your hearing, so is there anything else you'd like to share?
Just that I'm sorry, and that's all. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Greenwood. The board is going into discussion now. It may seem like we're speaking with you, especially because you can see and hear us, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes and make a decision regarding your community supervision. So if you'll just remain on the phone, and if you can stay quiet, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. The board is now in discussion. Full board members, usually I would look pretty hard at the remainder of an individual's sentence when they're on community supervision, as a factor at least, of my individual vote. And I certainly do feel for the fact that he does have over 2 years, maybe closer to 2.5 years, left on his flat prison sentence. Unfortunately, considering the totality of his case, not just absconding for 3 days, but also his behavior before and after returning to DOC, I think there's some substantial reason to believe that he's not conforming to the conditions of his release as may be established, and I'm not finding him suitable for community supervision, but that's where I'm beginning the discussion, and there may be very different feelings from my fellow board members. Yes, Ms. Rittenhouse.
Thank you, Mr. Quinones. Understood that the pace of the world has changed, because he's been, looks like he's been in prison for quite a while. But he did have a period of community supervision in 1999, for which he also absconded. So I'm just not seeing Mr. Greenwood as somebody who, you know, I'm concerned about the discipline, particularly the assaults on staff, the assaults on inmates, weapons. I'm just not seeing Mr. Greenwood as a good candidate for community supervision.
Thank you, Ms. Rittenhouse.
Any other? I agree
as well.
Thank you, fellow board members. Therefore, I'm going to make a motion and see what falls. That is based on the information provided in warrant number 2017W3304. Our discussion with Mr. Greenwood, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Greenwood was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, in as much that he had absconded from supervision almost immediately, that we could not account for his behavior, whether it was good or criminal, outside of the prison system, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in a criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, Mr. Greenwood, your supervision has been revoked and you'll be released on or about June 28, 2020. I recognize that that's a considerable amount of time, but this board does not find you suitable for community supervision, in as much that it does not seem, based on your history, that you're willing to conform to the requirements of community supervision. We certainly don't wish ill upon you. You have a flat prison sentence, which means it will end. You will return to the community, and we hope that you'll take advantage of the remainder of your prison sentence to pursue any programming or services that are available to you through the Department of Corrections, and that you can make a safe and productive transition back to the community. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and we do want to thank you for appearing before the board today, sir. If you could, please give the phone to your CO3. Thank you, Mr. Greenwood.
Okay, thank you all.